Our 10-minute speaker is Abby.
Hi, I'm Abby, and I'm an alcoholic. March 14th, 2010 is my sobriety date, and by the grace of God and this fellowship, I have not felt the need to take a drink since March 13th. Like most of us, I came from an alcoholic upbringing, an abusive family, and I chose in my 20s to drink rather heavily and thought at that time that I was probably an alcoholic. But then I met my now ex-husband, who rarely drank, and spent the next 13 years drinking like a normal person, which was we'd go out to dinner, we'd have one beer between the two of us, and there would still be some left, glass of wine. I mean, it was confusing. So, after I stayed 10 years too long in a 13-year marriage and found the courage to kick him out, I discovered that courage came in a bottle of vodka. And first time I kicked him out was March 17th of 2008. The last time I kicked him out was October of the same year. And from that time until I had the lovely experience of speaking with a CPS person on the phone when I was blotto. And fortunately, she called me when my children were at my ex-husband's. Regarding my ex-husband, woke up the next morning to a piece of paper with a phone number and an address and a date and a time. Looked back at my phone, thought through my foggy memory, realized that I had made an appointment with a CPS person, didn't remember the entire conversation, and realized I could lose my kids. Fortunately, when I met with her, it was March 15th, the day after my second day, and she said, as long as your kids aren't with you, I don't really give a fuck what you were doing. Excuse my language, those were her words. But I was scared straight, and I'm grateful for that. I know many people have had their children taken away. And I didn't want to quit drinking. Drinking was comfortable. Drinking took away the pain. Drinking let me hide from all my character defects. And I resisted it pretty heavily for a little while. Found a wonderful home group at the Lemon Grove Alano Club, the 6 a.m. Have made some incredible friends. And my first 30 days were hard. I first said the words, I'm an alcoholic, on day 4. I went to the AA Central and purchased a big book and said the words and burst out crying. Because I'd known I was an alcoholic for a long time. But there's something very powerful in having to put it into words and admit it to another human being. It was hard. And I understand why we do it with newcomers. We got to slam down the ego. And I need my ego slammed down on a very regular basis. And fortunately, I have learned to surround myself with a group of people that I respect who have the courage and strength to call me on my BS, to tell me when I'm out of line, to tell me to get my act in shape, and then turn me around with love and tenderness and say, move on. And I can take parts of that and even start to like myself. And that's a good thing. Step one was easy. Step two was easy. Step three was very hard. I had the faith, but I'm very controlling. And to turn over my life and my children, everything that I'd had to fight so hard to protect, and give that up to another source after having to protect it for so long, was very, very difficult for me. And I had, really my first real surrender was in traffic court. I carried around the burden of a non-registered car and a suspended license for so long, I really thought they were going to put me in jail. I have a friend who's in the room who teased me not to go on a Thursday because don't I know that, you know, you're stuck on Friday and they're not going to let you out. But I went, and I was in traffic court the first day, and you're in line, and you're about to go in and with your paperwork, and there's a little sign that says, if you don't reach this point by 8 a.m., you're not going to see the judge today. At the time, I wore a Medal of St. Rita, who is the patron saint of lost causes. And I reached up, and I was holding it, and I was fidgeting it, and I'm thinking, shit, what if I'm not going to make it? What if I'm going to make it? And I thought, well, gee, you should wear this for some reason. So, you know, I said a little prayer. And then I realized, okay, God, you're going to put me in the courtroom that I'm supposed to be in. I'm going to see the judge I'm supposed to be in. I have someone to pick up my kids if I don't get there. And it just, and that was the first real turnover I had. And from there, I was able to move. And somewhere in November of last year, I realized this is my fairy dust. And this is, I think of myself as Tinkerbell. All I have to do is wake up every morning, have a happy thought, choose to make it the best day of my life, and use my fairy dust. And they're not easy, but they're simple. And they're in order. It's not multiple choice. You know, one, two, three. And if you do them in that order and do them over and over, it works great. I highly recommend to anyone who hasn't done the Back to Basic group. And Back to Basic is a program that goes back to the original way that the steps were done. And that was 4 weeks that really changed my life. One of the most powerful things I took out of that was that, yes, this is a spiritual program of action, but totally blanking on what I was going to say. Oh, they say, these are the steps we took, not these are the steps we sat around and talked about. And it was true, because as soon as I got into action, as soon as I made my list of things I needed to take care of, as soon as I started crossing them off, every esteemable act that I did brought me higher and higher and higher. And it just makes it easier and easier as it goes along. And the healthier I become, the sicker I realize I am, which is paradoxical. And I choose which one of my little faults I'm going to work on this week, you know. I should probably be listening to what other people think I should be working on, but, you know, in progress, not perfection. And my little trio, I have two boys, 11 and 8, and the three of us are coming along nicely. We have a very long way to go, one day at a time, and I have created the most motley group of allies you could ever imagine that I can call upon, and I know they will appear. And that is the fellowship of this program. With the grace of God and the good friends, I'm able to go forward. A very good friend of mine told me, if the person you love the most in your life dies, step over the body and get to a meeting. He also told me it's not the caboose that hits you if you get hit, kills you if you get hit by a train. And I carry those words with me. I don't have the courage to take the first drink. I didn't like my sobriety date for a long time. So many cool sobriety dates were passing me by that I thought, oh, I could change it. My birthday was 1-10-11. I thought, well, if I went out on my birthday, I could come back 1-11-11. That'd be a cool date. But then I decided 11-11-11 is coming. I could wait for that, or 12-12-12. And then when my birthday came up, I decided 3-14-10 was just fine. It was the day that I made it. And it's just one day at a time that I keep making it by the grace of God. And if you're new, keep coming back. Reach out. Get into the middle of the herd. Find people you can call. Do your steps. Do your steps. Don't talk about your steps. Do your steps. Do them over and over. Get into service of any kind. AA, church, kids' schools. Whatever you put out comes back. My life has changed so dramatically since I started putting out into the universe. Got a scholarship. I'm back in school. It pays for child care. Just got back from a five-day trip, my dream trip to the pyramids of Teotihuacan in Mexico. That was completely paid for. Just a blessing from God. And I saw instant karma today as a homeless man came to me outside of Starbucks asking me for some money. I had a gift card. I didn't have any money. And I said, I don't have any money, but I'll buy you a cup of coffee. And he said, sure. And he came on in, and I bought him a cup of coffee, went to the bathroom and came out waiting for my cup, didn't know. Apparently he had told everybody in the store, and the baristas gave me 3 free coffee drinks for my next visit. And I just thought, there's instant karma. So what you put out comes back. And to everybody in this room that has helped hold me up, thank you. And I love you.